Nigeria has submitted its first ever Oscar entry. But the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences says the film does not qualify for the international category, and that is sparking criticism. Here's NPR's Mandelito Barco.
The Nigerian movie Lionheart stars Genevieve Nnaji as a young woman who takes over her father's transportation business when he falls ill.
And they're all depending on me, and I feel like I'm a failure.
Lionheart is also her directorial debut. It premiered at the Toronto International Film Festival last year and is now on Netflix. Just 11 minutes of dialogue are spoken in the language Igbo. The rest is in Nigeria's official language, English. The Academy says that's why Lionheart is ineligible for the prize that from 1956 until this year was known as Foreign Language Film. On Twitter, Nnaji wrote, "This movie represents the way we speak as Nigerians." She added, "This includes English, which acts as a bridge between the 500-plus languages spoken in our country." She alluded to Nigeria having been colonized by Britain. Director Ava DuVernay and others also criticized the film's disqualification. Scott Feinberg is the Hollywood Reporter's awards columnist.
I feel sorry for Nigeria. It's the first time that they've ever submitted a film for this category at the Oscars. And, you know, it's by all accounts a very good film.
Feinberg is sympathetic, but he says the non-English rules remain, even if the category's name changed. A statement from the Academy said the intent of the award is unchanged, to recognize the accomplishments in films created outside of the U.S. in languages other than English. Saying the term foreign was outdated, the Academy renamed the category last April after director Alfonso Cuarón's Oscar acceptance speech for Roma.
I grew up watching foreign language films and learning so much from them and being inspired. Films like The Citizen Kane, Jaws, Rashomon, The Godfather, and Breathless.
In response to Alfonso Cuarón saying that foreign language is all in the eye of the beholder, they've renamed it Best International Feature Film, but they didn't change the mission or the criteria. And we can debate whether or not they should, but this is a rule that's been on the books for more than a half century.
Feinberg says Lionheart could qualify in other categories, though it would be tough. He suggests the Academy could have been more explicit with its renamed category. The British Academy awards the, quote, best film not in the English language. Mandalit Nelvarco, NPR News.